If you want to see birds this winter, here are some suggestions for you. This is Your Wetlands.
I'd make some recommendations along the north end of the bay, San Pablo, especially folks are traveling along Highway 37.
Dr. Fritz Reed is the Director of Conservation Planning for Ducks Unlimited.
And the first place that I would stop along the north side of the highway would be the Napa-Sonoma Wildlife Area. And there's a pull-off there, which makes it easy to get off and a place to park. There's a gate that you then enter and walk through, and a great place for folks to see a variety of water birds that you'd find in the Bay Area. This is Sanctuary 1 of the Napa-Sonoma Wildlife Areas, and one can expect to see diving ducks, so canvasback, redhead, both barrows and common goldeneye, as well as potentially some of the scoters and some of the dabbling ducks that are in the area. Also a great place to be able to see a number of grebes, so western grebe, Clark's grebe, eared grebe, potentially redneck grebe. And then as this is impacted by tidal action, so when the tides are down, you can see a variety of shorebirds there as well.
Fritz, what's a great time to view birds?
With birding, typically you want to be there dusk and dawn, but the great thing about water birds is that they're usually there most of the day and are far more influenced at the tide. With the places we're seeing here along Highway 37, tidal action is important, but the great thing is you can see different birds based on different tides. So shorebirds are more common there on the low tide areas, and then when it gets high tide, again, you'll see more diving ducks.
And what about on the south side of Highway 37? There are a couple of other great locations, I understand.
One being Sonoma Baylands. Sonoma Baylands is really good in the spring, especially for shorebirds. And then a great place is the Tole Creek pull-off. And there you can park your car. There's a good little lagoon right off of Highway 37 that you can see ruddy ducks, scaup, other diving ducks. But also you can walk along the levee, and it's a very nice walk. And there you can see shorebirds. You can see rails. In the spring, you can hear both black and clapper rails calling. So a really cool spot there.
And how about a location in the South Bay?
If you're in the South Bay, the Don Edwards National Wildlife Refuge is a fabulous place to go, a wonderful place to see the birds in the open former salt ponds as well as in the tidal wetlands that are down there.
Do you have some special tips for observing wildlife?
One would be if you have the ability to bring a spotting scope as well as binoculars, that's a great way to see a variety of birds. Some of the birds are further out in the bay or it may not be real close. If you have an opportunity to have a scope or you know someone that has a spotting scope, that's often a good tool to use in association with your binoculars.
I know that observing birds is great fun, but it's also interesting to actually observe their behaviors.
You'll have lots of opportunities there in the bay to observe birds. In the spring, late winter, you'll see courting flights of ducks. You'll see courtship behaviors. Real close up, you'll see diving behaviors, the way different birds dive as they enter the water, you'll be able to see that. And with shorebirds, you'll be able to see how they flock, how they forage along the mudflat areas. You'll reap great benefits if you're able to spend a little time at the site. You know, bring a little chair with you or just oftentimes stand and watch and see what happens. And as you say, that as you sit there, oftentimes birds will move to you, and you can get birds to come in very close if you're quiet and if you are not moving a lot. Oftentimes, too, if you remain in your vehicle, you won't spook birds. When you step out, a lot of times birds will move off, but they'll move back if you just stay motionless.
And Fritz says this is a fantastic time to go out and see the incredible number and diversity of birds that are living around the Bay Area right now. My thanks to Dr. Fritz Reed of Ducks Unlimited. And we also want to thank our funders, the California Coastal Conservancy and Pacific Gas and Electric Company. If you want to share a comment or maybe an idea for us, you can write to us at yourwetlands@gmail.com. That's yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kaye.